Okay, we're going to start now. I'm sure we're going to start some holy parashat Yitro. Oh, can I see we can start? Right. Start now.
1 second, sorry.
Parashat Yizchoy.
Second year.
Yeah. Yes, so what do you say, man? It says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. Remember the seventh day and sanctify. Hine, Moreno Rabbi Yitzchak Abu Habzal, the Maria Abu Hab, Nasa and Tam, he gave a reason. Mashahotzucha Azharas has a chira of the mitzvah HaShabbos. Why do we need the Torah to warn me on remembering the mitzvah of Shabbos? Yosef HaShabbos more than other mitzvahs. It's a special mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Not every mitzvah you have to remember. You remember Yitzchak Mitzvah. You don't remember every other mitzvah. You don't say remember. There's no mitzvah to write. Remember to put on your tefillin. Remember, you put on your tefillin. That's the mitzvah. So why is there a mitzvah here to make sure you remember your tefillin?
Shabbos.
And the certain Shabbos. The Pnei because Shekam Ulacha Shenasru B'Shabbos. All the malachas, the work, the labors that are asur on Shabbos, he mutarim la'adam imeachal. They're mutter to a person during the weekday. V'loy badal minay, and one does not hold himself back from them. So me'achar the kol shishay me'ashavua, and after that, the all the 6 days of the week, who is kavem is dealing with them. V'rak b'yom Shabbos only on Shabbos, the day of Shabbos he badal, he separates from them. Tzaruch la'zechira gedayla. He needs a very great remembrance. The vilti, so he should not yishke, he shouldn't make a mistake. Because of him, and stumble in them. It's very easy to stumble. Why? The avad, because you could do them. But the avad, it's not in your knowledge. You don't even realize when you do that. I'm just doing what I do the whole week. I turn the light on when I walk in the room, so I do it also at Shabbos. Machvashur wulukas, because he is used to doing this. So that's what the Pasuk tells me. That's what it says. Zachar Esyam HaShabbos L'Kach. Remember the seventh day to sanctify the mitzvahs. If you're going to ask Lama B'mitzvah Zu, why in this mitzvah Ani Masircha, this Chir, am I warning you that you have to remember it? Yaitzer Misha'ar mitzvahs, more than any other mitzvah. Hayinu B'pnei, this is because what the pasuk continues. K'sheish Esyam HaMitav, because 6 days you should work. Vasir Kom Lachtecha, you do all your work. Shekula Mutarim L'cha, because all of them are to you B'me'achal during the weekdays. And you don't separate from it. And only on the seventh day, Shabbos, Lashem, Lekecha, to rest, to Hashem, your God. Don't do malacha. And therefore, Tzarech, you need Shiloh, that you should look up by the Shabbat to you and it. Zechira Gedola, a very great remembrance. Lekache, to sanctify the mitzvahs, halav and Shabbat, all the mitzvahs, all the lav of the why says it? Negative commandments. Shleitishkach. You should not forget Chalalenu and Bimachasha. Saying that's the flow of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Remember Shabbos. Now, why does it tell you to remember this mitzvah? Because for 6 days you work, and not only on the seventh day you rest. Here, I have to warn you extra to remind you extra not to fall into Bimachal Shabbos. It's good.
Were they the same though? Were they basically the same? Two things.
It's one thing. That's the flow of the pasuk.
Right.
So the flow of the blue is, remember, Siyam HaShavas Bekacha. Now, why do I have to tell you to remember it? Because the next pasuk, because for 6 days, you work, and the seventh day you rest. Since you're so used to working, I have to make sure to tell you to remember this mitzvah very much. Behine, well, Bechlal, in the rule of Malachas HaAsurim, of the Malachas that are Asur, of the Shabbos, Sha'adam Radu, by which a person is accustomed to doing the Bimeachal during the weekday, who's Chitas HaPeros, this is squeezing out fruit. Shehen they are. Tilada the dust, they're told of threshing. The Tzarech Ha'adam, a person has to put, let's say, to put his mind, Vishbi Rasa, in keeping this mitzvah. B'yaser, extra shalom yikashalam. He has to make sure, pay a lot of attention to make sure he does not stumble in squeezing fruits. So you can't squeeze a fruit. You have to see. What do you do? So you can't just squeeze the orange, make oranges for Shabbos.
What about anybody else? Rarely squeeze any fruit.
It was sweet. Oh,
like a lemon.
Oh, so it's all so bad.
Dressing.
Lemon juice in a bottle. No, I know what I'm saying, but like nowadays, you think in bottles.
So people like fresh lemon. We're going to talk about it. What about fresh lemon? We're going to see.
University, she didn't know anything. She didn't know what a minion was. The first time she ate there on Shabbat, she took a lemon and she squeezed it into her tea and this her fridge or whatever came up. Child, I just love it, man. And the rock came up there with the dilemma there. She today, she never forget that. She
learned you don't squeeze one. Don't squeeze the lemon into a tea. There is a hetter, but you don't squeeze it straight into the tea. There is a hetter to squeeze a lemon. What's he talking about? A lemon. If you squeeze it, you could squeeze it into a
sugar
salad. If you put it into the sugar on the spoon, there is a leniency to do that. Squeeze the lemon onto the spoon, which has sugar on it. Get it into a salad. We'll see. Let's learn about it. We'll see. So tell her she could still have her tea with lemon. But he says in Mano, grapes and olives. Asur l'sarech them in atar. They're asur to squeeze them with the rice. Why? Kizay told us the talk of threshing the chayim atar is isur the rice. Why? Since they are fruits that are normally squeezed, and the normal usage of them, which can be even the rice, maybe sometimes even the majority of the usage of them, is for the olives, for the oil, for the grapes, for the wine. Therefore, since that's the derech with the rice, that to squeeze it for the juices, isur the rice. Let's say you're going to squeeze strawberries. Other than that, it's only us serving the Rabbanah. Or maybe that's what you want to squeeze, just to get the juice out of the box. But through a strainer. No, it's us serving from the Rabbanah.
I didn't know
what
sofri means.
The difference between from the words of the scribes, that means the Rabbanah. But feel one even in lo terech b'mashke, even if you have no use for the drink. Still, it's Aser Deraisa or Aser Derabana. Mio, however, Mutter, Lizchat is allowed to squeeze Kol Elu, all these things. Afilu is Eisemana, even grapes and olives. Latarcha Eichel, into food. If you squeeze directly into a food, it's okay. Why? The Mashka Habala Tarcha Eichel, a liquid that comes into a food. Ka Eichel, it's like the food. If I raise it, so therefore it says it, kamafid eichel ma'eichel. When you're squeezing the lemon, we're not looking like you're separating the juice from the rest of the lemon. Because we're viewing, you're just separating food from food. The juice from the lemon went back into the other food. So we view it as food.
So putting it on lettuce would be okay.
Squeezing the lettuce directly onto the lettuce would be okay. Directly onto a salad would be okay.
You can't squeeze it into the bowl to make dressing.
Right. Liquid, if not real, could be a question of dressing, but for sure I can squeeze it first. Meal, however, in a mutter el takl techo echo, only mutter it into food. I'll take my into water, a shahar masha, and the liquid asr, then it's going to be asr. So you can't squeeze your lemon, squeeze your orange, make orange juice. And you could put it onto a salad. So what's the halacha base? Let's say the juice dripped out on its own. I had the olives and the oil dripped out on its own. I have the grapes and the wine dripped out on its own. Am I allowed to drink that on Shabbos? They're not. Xero, Therapanan, if we let you eat this, you might come to squeeze it, therefore we don't let you eat it at all. Even if it's squeezed out by itself.
Can you benefit from it though?
After Shabbos, yeah.
But during Shabbos, you can't.
During Shabbos,
you can't.
Excellent, exactly right.
Could you anoint your hands with it? Olive oil.
Seems like you shouldn't use it because it's all exer. You might start squeezing the olives with the grapes.
Where is
Shazavu? Drip. Mashka Shazavu float out like a zub. So Mashka Shazavu, a Mashka that float out from them is Shabbos, Mizesimana, from the grapes and the olives. I feel the shape unlucky, even if they're ready, you're ready to eat them. Asur ma'alayr, but Azadita was told the evening until after Shabbos. Why? Because Gzeru, we have Gzeru. Shema Yisrat Be'yadayim. You're afraid next time you're going to squeeze it with your hands. even though this juice is already squeezed out. Fine. So that's what we're saying. So we're saying here, if they are, so let's see. So Xavier Shabbos will have. I will do the reminder, but strawberries and pomegranates. Im andim lachila. If they're, you're supposed to eat them. If I was put them on the side, plenty eating the pomegranate. I wasn't making pomegranate juice. Then mashka hayesem mutarim. The mashka that comes out of them will be mutter. And the mashka, if they're for juice, as the mashka hayesem alein asur min asur. Meaning, it's lesser the rabban. If these things you weren't planning on making juice out of them anyway, let's say it's pomegranate. I'm not planning on making pomegranate juice.
Right.
And juice is coming out of pomegranate juice. So then it's mutter. Then.
This is the criteria, you are going to eat it or not?
What was your purpose? Yeah, if you were planning on eating it, even the Rabbana say, if a drop of juice dripped out, it's okay. However, if you're planning on making it into pomegranate juice, then it's not okay, because we're afraid you
squeeze. What's the difference in the anavim versus the pomegranate and the strawberries, the tutin? I understand that he's making a difference between the two. One is permitted, one's not. If it's just out on its own, but why? What's the difference in the status of these fruits that are causing one to be permitted, one not to be permitted?
Because grapes and olives are generally made. Made to be squeezed.
Got it. Okay.
But Rimu are not made to be squeezed necessarily. Depends. It depends on the place.
It's like Charmin. Made to be squeezed.
It's a commercial value.
It's okay.
Squeeze the plate.
It still is off. Oh, so saying, since if you're going to eat it, then if I was planning eating the juice is mutter. If I was planning on squeezing them, then the juice is going to be us. Fine. Let's go to halacha. What does it say about halacha? Limonim. Let's say you have a lemon. Chomutz, which is limonim chomutz, like lemons, just sour. Yesh oyser l'sachne. Some people say it's usher to squeeze them, l'tei kli reikon, into an empty kli. Aval pishir, reiser l'tei derech, even though I'm going to, in step two, I'm going to put it into food. Why? B'nei kibam ha-kamish, yesh b'men ha-harbi, in a place where there are a lot, darim k'am l'skot, ha-harbi b'men l'tei ha-mash, k'ar lemonada. Why? We're afraid you're going to use it for lemonade. Mamalim and Uchai say you fill up big barrels. So he says that maybe, what's the question here? Could I first, I'm going to use it for food. But could I now first squeeze it into a cup? Then afterwards pour it in. I don't believe they're acknowledged, but it's for food. It's like on lemonade you should have done. You know why? Because we don't think you're going to end up putting it into your food. We think you're just going to drink your nice big cup of lemonade. That's what it says. So therefore, let me say, it's still us to squeeze the lemon. Squeeze the fart. So I will go to the razzle until something.
You can put it in the container, you can squeeze
the food. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Even though we said mice, it's mutter to squeeze it. Near the Rebbe's man, he says you should go with the people that are usher. So that's what the Achrenim say. Don't put it into an empty kli.
It's empty kli. Everybody agrees
you can
squeeze
behind
the food.
Yeah, that's all you can. Yeah.
Alright,
so
do the sugar first.
Yeah. Umesh, the last lemonade. What do you do if you want to make a lemonade? Shumashka, which is a drink that you get from squeezed lemons. You put it in sugar with sugar, umayin, and water. So how do you do it? Yasem tchila asuka rikli. First put the sugar in. What? So what are we saying here? So we're saying, umisha writes the last thing like that. If you want to make lemonade, shumashka, and this chamin alamayin, if sugar amayin, yasem tchila asuka rikli. First put sugar, then squeeze the lemon, and this girl asuka, asher shu aifa. And then afterwards put the water. Don't put the water first. Right? And he said the simon is vihine sulam mutzav arza. Sulam is Rashi Teva, sukkar, limon, mayim. See, Ben Shai found in the Torah how to make lemonade. What does it say? The Hidei Sulam, Rabbi Yaakov Yidu, it says, the Sulam was Musav Arsa. So what does Sulam mean? So the father says the Sulam was placed on the ground. So what do you put first? First put the Sulam, in Rosh Hashanah, Sukkar. First put the sugar. Then put the lemon, so you put it on the salad. And then so the Torah teaches you how to make lemonade on Shabbos.
Give us the ratios, too. How many rums are in the sugar?
Let's say maybe just... So right, also making tea is the same thing. You want to put lemon in the tea, so put a sugar onto your spoon, then squeeze the sugar onto the spoon, then put that in your tea. It's the same idea. That's how you mutter to squeeze a lot onto something. Yeah, fine.
What was the case
on
from your wife with lemon, or you're saying with your wife with lemon?
You could do it that way. That's also an option. Here it says the best thing is to put. It's easier. It's easier to put it first the sugar, and then first put the sugar, then put the lemon on top of the sugar. It's just in the picture.
Hot tea, though.
If you have hot tea, then what you're not going to want to put
what's the sugar and.
Nachon, so over there, it's supposed to put it on your spoon.
You'd be cooking the sugar and.
It's a cliche.
On top of the sugar on
I think the sugar is already considered cooked already.
And the lemon?
The lemon also could be a problem. You have a cliche in your cliche. Whatever it's ready, your cliche. You're saying you're not bringing it from the urn.
Right.
The urn already cliche. This is going to be your cliche. It's fun. Right. So you can make it if you want to make it a cliche. And then put your lemon in so you don't have to be afraid about cooking your lemon. Yeah. Fine. But that's what it's saying over here. When you swallow the what you should put down first. First put the sugar, then the lemon, and then the mai. Fine, very good. Fine. Now, schita, let's say lachavav. Kesheja schita asur b'shav. Just like schita is asur on Shabbos. Kachal rebiyata, so do it asur on Yom Tov. Well, but apple peach, you tell her, even though it's rechal. People think on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, you can do anything. It's not true. There are other things, there are malachas you can't do even on Yom Tov. Even though you're allowed to cook for rechal nefesh, you're still not allowed to do schlita. You're not allowed to squeeze. Even on Yom Tov. Fine. So let's say, Kshesh is schlita. So Shabbos is kachos rebiyata. But apple peach, even though she will tell her, nefesh. El Rad, so what's the difference between Shabbos? There is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, Shabbos, Asurim, and Atarim. On Shabbos, also midiraisa. We yon lasu midiraisa sefrei. My yon is only it's midiraisa with drabon. Fine. Why? She kozer b'zeh shem yisrael pois yilah. Har begam tzerchol. Tzerchol lasu tzerchem rabim kaniskar. Like we brought that. So what are we saying here? We're afraid if on Yom Tov you're squeezing that, you're going to end up squeezing for the next week's lemonade also. Not going to finish your pitcher so fast. And you're sitting, you're squeezing really for after Yom Tov.
Wouldn't that be also the case for Shabbos?
What do you mean?
Prepare for the next day also. Squeezing, if I'm making lemonade, I'm going to make a big picture of lemonade also on Shabbos to make it for
If I could use it on Shabbos, okay. But if I know for sure I'm not going to use it on Shabbos, you shouldn't. That's preparing
right,
for the
I'm
next
saying, day. It's the same. How can you bring that down for... That we're concerned also for Shabbos.
So what's the question? What?
He's using it for Yom Tov. We're concerned because there right. You're going to prepare for the next day. But saying Shabbos right. Also, we're concerned you're going to be bring that down.
Right, and he says the derech to make a Yom Tov for the whole time. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know why he said that. Well, let's see which halacha we have to do. Okay, we just have different tastes because you want to squeeze into a fine. Let's say halacha chas. What do you say halacha chas? Mutter lischat. You're allowed to squeeze straight into your mouth. But fiva mashkim and aperis. That's not the way you do shchita. Unless you want to take a lemon, hold your mouth open, and someone will go pour it down, some down lemon down you. Abba gav d'yishra. Even though it's asra, ikur yisra b'tir. Kavim might make it. Kavim matter. Barak b'tis ba'anam b'nachal achver b'titza. By sucking it down, look at what he's saying. Saying you're allowed to squeeze it in your mouth.
Right. With olives and grapes, you should do it with a derech chila, basically. You shouldn't squeeze it, so.
Right, so it seems like. It's interesting. Right? It's very interesting. He was saying that lights it's mutter by olives, but by some stuff it's mutter. We said, but zaytzim and anavim, even there, since that's so strict that the rice, you shouldn't even squeeze it to sweeten them into your mouth. Makal kastono utter limpsis dami now is suck out blood. Shaban shinayim between the teeth and spit it out. And the aval got a fire clock, if you look, that's for the very stiff frame.
What's the leaf look?
To spit it out.
Oh,
so you pull it. What is the halacha test? Hashalik ba'bar. What if it happens now? You have snow and hail.
What do you do if your mouth's bleeding?
What do you do?
With blood. What do you do with blood?
If you just swallow, it's in your mouth already. It's not a problem. Just try
to swallow.
If it came out of your mouth, it's in your mouth really. I don't think it's us to swallow. That's why I remember. It's not us. It's only when it really came out. Unless you're eating an apple, and it came out of the apple, and you eat it again, it'll be a problem. It was just still. Fine. Hashalik babar, what about hail and the snow? Also, you're not allowed to crush them and melt them with your hands. Daniel says, the Shavu Lachatich is raked with a piece of Takashin. Shnei yes for this. Two reasons for this. There's two reasons why Shinas. See, like he's going back on the snow.
Because maybe you can make a snow cone with it.
Make a snow cone.
Stop payrolls on these.
Maybe. Right, so what's the reason? Shneitav da right. Chad, one is because we're making Zer Shem Yisrael Peres, so I'm going to mask. Maybe also if you can start squeezing this, you can start squeezing fruit, which are made for the Jews. You can be into the right, so. But it also Shem Serech Malach Nagupah. The dummy little lacha, where am I? That's interesting.
What, did you create water or something?
He's saying that we don't want, maybe you shouldn't crush the snow and these things because, first of all, you might come to squeeze the pears. And the second reason is, it's because like a lacha. That looks like you're creating the water. If someone washes their hands in the winter and water doesn't have shalgamar, he should be careful. So you talk in shneiyot. If you're washing your hands in the snow, make sure don't put it like this and go like this, because then you end up crushing the snow. And he's saying this also, you're not going to crush the snow. You're allowed to take a piece of, let's say, ice and put it into your wine and might or your water, it's time to cool it down. They melt on their own.
Ice cubes,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, and someone said that it might snow next Wednesday for the price, so it might be very relevant, so just in case.
40, right now, for forecast is 40 degrees, with 10 degrees.
I know, I heard from the guy
who was... No, I heard also, but I'm saying, it's not... Because like I said, can't go 3 days when I came here.
Oh. Yes, what are we saying? She was saying, you're allowed to put pieces of ice into your drinks, and they'll melt on their own. Since you're not doing it with your hands, you're not crushing with your hands. It's becoming crushed, like a grumma, therefore it's mutter. Some people say, if you even crush with your hands, once it's in your cup, some people say that also, so it's a crush with your hands. Fine. Still, he says, Maran, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer, they shouldn't crush it even if it's in the clearing. Right? If you want to put the ice in there and not touch it, fine, but don't crush it in
there.
I am on. I'm just going to start you right now. Yeah? Let's say, Kli Sheish Rabbi, Kli that has water in it. Vinas Alpnei Amayim Kerach. And on top of the water, it gets like a film of ice. You put it in the freezer, it got cold now. Right? Am I allowed to break the ice? He says yes. Mutter L'Shaber HaKerach has mutter to break the ice. They leave till Hamayim Mitas. It's getting out the water under it. Aval Im HaNar Aver Nasa Kerach HaPonim. But let's say you have a nar or river. Or like a spring which became icy on top. Then there's a shadow if you could break it, unless you want to go to the front. There's a shadow if you're allowed to break the ice. Yesh, some people say it's usher l'shaber kerach to break the ice when yeshu b'chor l'karka, because it's attached to the ground. Because comes among the vrams, av chavis kolim v'zalim shochach shochach zeshidim chazalafin. Yeah, I'm not going to the rabbi. I think the rabbi pushed the cloud. I'm going to go to the mishpah. Fine. Basically, to have a whole shot if you're allowed to break the ice, if you want to go to the mishpah, like a big lake or something. So, how machlekes? Fine, basically, it's machlekes here. Miu, he said, whatever, at the end he says, Hatayla Mishabas, Latarach Mitzvah. If you want to go to the mikvah, Latarach Mitzvah, then you're a Hatayla, you're allowed to break the ice. So, Yesh, Hatayla Mishabas, Latarach Mitzvah, Yesh, Latarach Mitzvah, Latarach Mitzvah. They're doing a little shame mitzvah, then you can rely on the people who are matir, like instead of Shabbos. For I now go to the temple, for Ayin Shah. It's interesting. Yeah, so we're saying really you shouldn't break the ice because the whole machlokes is about it. But for a mitzvah, then you're allowed to break the ice before you go to the mikvah.
That should
go. Now we're talking about next child. What about when I'm walking? It snowed outside, and now I'm busy walking. So I'm crushing the snow and the ice as I'm walking in my fancy boots. Crushing the snow and the ice, I'm flying. Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
Fancy boots, like a fancy
Gomorrah. Yeah, kind of. Fine. So you the Alpha say, there is other shalom. The person allowed to trample on the snow and shalom. You don't have to worry that maybe, you know, I'm doing dush. I'm threshing. Even though it's going to melt, the Darvish is coming. You're not intending it. And it's not a secretion. It's not for sure going to happen when I step on this and melt. It's possible it's not going to melt. Places where in the winter everywhere is full of snow. So you have to be careful. You know, even though for sure it's going to melt, even though for sure it's going to melt, I'm going to because the shoes that get wet. If you remember the EF Shalizari, they're a matter. But also the Mutal Hatam ever climb, showing Mark Shakam, comes from the Shalik, the Eshu Zavid, and by Rotte, and last place Shalik, Zavid, and Shalik, Shalik. Fine. So saying that. Right. Let's see halacha yud beis. Lo yishav shev yadav of melech meish and yuach al yadav nasman. Do not rub your hands with salt because it melts and it becomes water.
Wait. With snow or with salt?
It sounds just with salt.
It's going to come into water.
So what are we saying? A person should not. It's not a person put salt between his hands because it's going to melt. The Israelites of Shnei Tam should go to Marvis because you have the both the reason that we said by the snow, right? But it could be that they say it's mutter. It's different.
What's the Shnei more melt?
Melt. Yeah. Basically, one says, "Usher, since the salt is melting, it's also going to be
Salt's not going to melt unless there's maybe some moisture in it.
Yeah, I was saying, it's moisture. It's something wet. It's a little wet. And you're going to rub your hands with it. I'm not sure what you rub your hands with the salt for, but for whatever reason, you want to rub the salt there.
I think it means, and then putting your hands in the smoke, because in the base verse, it's talking about the smoke, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Like you put your hands with snow, salt first, and then you go pick up the snow, now you're going to cause it to melt.
Hot, close to be a problem. Interesting case.
I don't think if you go like this with salt, it's going to turn into water.
If you have.
If there's moisture in your hand.
If your hands are wet.
If don't people know this, the bistro or Toronto throw salt on snow, what does that do?
Melt it. Right, so that's what I was saying. What's the base Joseph say? He says the reason is that the snow is also to match with your hands. So it must be we're talking about salt and snow.
I don't know. No, it sounds like he's always still kind of compared to the snow. He's compared to the snow. Let's say the luck is out. Let's say the big clump of sugar. And you light it, is that threshing to crush down that big clump of sugar? And light a clump that, you know, something, you have a big clump of sugar, you want to take it apart, make it a spoon or whatever with your hands. So sugar is going to be avikan. You dial it.
You what?
You dial it.
Dial.
So if you have sugar, right, that it is masukan. I think it might be bread. They do the from Europe. They make sugar. But also chatigas does make big pieces. They make like sugar cubes, right? Mutter laraska. It's mutter to grind up and take a mayim in the water of chesbem. He says it's mutter. He said, look at the chaya. Other he says, mutter laraska with mayim. You let it crush it in the water. He said, I don't like what's always food. Okay, interesting.
Wait, it doesn't have to be in water, you're saying, right?
He's giving an example, it's in water. It doesn't necessarily have to be in water.
Then the next one says you can crush it with your hands. It's always food.
Yeah, we're saying crush it in your hands.
Take a spoon and start breaking it apart?
It seems like it's the same thing. It seems like it's also mutter. It seems like it's mutter. He says, what about to use a bar of soap on Shabbos? Can I wash my hands with a bar of soap? Mine's like shaving down the soap now, right? It's like dust. I'm like, it's like threshing, you're shaving it down, you bring it to. So now, so when I'm washing my hands with soap, I'm making it go down the soap bar. So he says, Parish Shukran Ba'ari Sabon, Sha'az Chadir Shavet, they made like these dry pieces. You wash with a little water. Shave Chalalab. He put the soap and water together. Yesh Lester Gapar, he says, you should say it's Asr. The liquor of Chadis of Kinsrada, Shaytim is not like the people who are matter. Shaykh, the main thing is like the Ayat Aaron says, Asr. A burst with Dina. The guy, even though with the burst, with the soap, with water, the Kamala is still in the Ishmael, but you have the Ima burst. He's saying there's not so much water coming into your hands. Kim Lachluach, some wetness, or Tibus. Shalmaim, Shishwale. That's interesting. They say so. You can't use soap on. You're not going to make soap on Shabbos.
But it's because it's smoothing.
It could be also because it's smoothing. But it's not only because of dash. What are you smoothing? You're smoothing at the bar.
Yeah.
It could be, it's interesting. Seriously, like he's
saying it's because it's squeezing all
the way. Oh, dash! It sounded like he was like
grinding it down or something. But isn't the smoothing a separate amount or something?
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh. It sounds like he's saying because of dash. Right, it is interesting.
Well, who knows what the soap was like back then too.
Right.
I mean, they had rocks or clothing.
Right. Oh, so let's see your design. Your design, we have the experiment. Oh, stop with your design. Yesh min mashka de shoshes isa habriyah. There's a type of drink. And it's not people don't drink it for a fool. The Isbu Xerishly Sambah. However, you still have to be careful that you might grind it up. But we know for a fool, usually not to make refuah, why not? So we're afraid you're going to grind up the different things that you need for it. So here also could be a drink that healthy people drink, that they can still have Xeris Rabbana. What's the scenario? The Zakram Lashon Ari Jilam. Bring them here on the bottom. It's Mechum Sisley. They take a, what's it called, lemon powder? With Afgat soda, with like.
Lemon, Afgat soda,
Shtia.
Soda, sodium bicarbonate, lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So baking soda, or not baking soda.
It's some other thing. It's like baking soda. It's what's it called?
Citric acid.
Yes, basically citric acid. Yeah. So, what do they do with it? Lashon Atzkas. I don't know what. September, but dark, what is it? Shaviu Melech Chamutzin. They bring like the salt, like citric acid, right? It's like sour salt, citric acid. The Hainu Shenasim in Ma'im Shalmayo. It was made from the water of lemons, Chamutzin, from sour lemons. Fu Yavish, right, is dry. Veshachal Kafar. It's like dust, right? Like citric acid. That's what they made it back then also.
We're saying this is something that is for refuah or not for
refuah? Not for refuah. However, what do they do with it? They take this. They mix it with sugar. Well, it's like interesting taste. It's sugar. It's like they probably that they made lemonade. They're lemonade.
Yeah.
So although they lemonade, they took the citric acid and mixed it with sugar, right? They put it in the water on Shabbos. They put it in the sun. They put soda in it. Like this is the sodium. You know what's the soda?
Soda.
Soda l'shtiyah. So we know what soda l'shtiyah is. It's like no soda l'shtiyah. Soda l'shtiyah. They have these. Is what's it called? You said before.
No, it's
sodium.
The
sodium bicarbonate, whatever.
Sodium
bicarbonate. Sodium bicarbonate. Soda l'shtiyah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what it is. They also mix it with that interesting mixture. Kasher was Aram Dav Yachman, and they make this. Oysis pepua harvey. Makes a lot of bubbles.
Baking soda.
Yeah, basically baking soda. Yes, so basically taking citric acid and sugar with baking soda. Right, so she has baking soda. And you mix them together.
Sprite.
Fine, basically they used to make Sprite. See. So then, they used to make a pepua, it would make like bubbles. Harvey. But she's think basically, right when a bubble, you like drink it down. That's their fizz. They don't want to, before it lost its fizz, while it's bubbling, making explosions, you drink it down right away. Yeah, so basically that's their way of making seltzer, lemonade seltzer. The mother last of the Shabbos, you're allowed to make this on Shabbos to drink it. And you don't have to worry that it's considered cooking. Maybe you're making this thing boil, but maybe you raise its temperature on the science, I don't know how it works,
right. That
made it bubble. So maybe it should be high for Bishel. He said it's not a problem of Bishel. You also don't have to worry. Maybe you made a new thing now. You're making fizz now. You're making bubbles. Maybe it's nailer. You made a new thing now, right? He says it's not a problem. He speaks about this. The kitzer, the choshim, have a zekum makarapatish. They made makarapatish. Makarapatish. So by now other rats, he says it's not a suffix, he says therefore it's mutter to make this concoction on Shabbos. So you're allowed to make this thing on Shabbos. Take care. What do you think? Baking soda?
Baking soda, citric acid,
and sugar, water. You're mixing it. It's bubbling.
It's probably the same, almost as close to the same ingredients.
So it could be refuah though.
Right, but people also, I mean, you're drinking this all, what are you drinking this for? You're not drinking it for...
This is drinking for digestion. This we said...
Right, but it's also not for digestion, and too. It's the bubbles and stuff.
What are you drinking it for? You're drinking it for healing?
What are you drinking it for?
I don't know, I've never had it. So.
Oh, I never had it.
I don't drink soda.
No, I'm Alka-Seltzer.
That's it, yeah.
Never had it, huh?
What are you drinking for?
Try it, let's try it on Shabbos, make it for our wives, and say here we got special soda for the cup of Shabbos,
and then you squeeze some lemon in it too,
that's a little citric acid.
Sulam is lemonade. Yes, sulam was farsa. Basically, or you could just do the other way. Make lemonade. Just put the sugar first, and then the
your first lemon.
Water. Lemon, and the water. But you could do that also. Choose whichever lemonade you like. And Shai gives two recipes for lemonade.
No, one's carbonated lemon.
Right, one's the super soda. Seltzer. Right, one's lemon soda. One's regular
soda.
Lemon.
Soda.
One's lemonade and one's lemon soda. I get
to tell
my wife, she's
going to
ask what I want to do.
I let you mix
citric. And lemon soda.
Right, and they're both mutter, but you have to know how to do it. Lemonade, make sure you first put the sugar. Lemon soda, you can do whatever order you want. I don't know if it's going to explode, but watch it explode. And Yosef Weisberg also together, they're next to each other.
Yosef Weisberg?
They're both making Brisbane tomorrow at 30.
Get out of here.
15 at 30. Both Yosef Weisberg had a boy last Friday.
No, I didn't know they're
the next door to each other. And Yosef Zippon also.
And what?
Yosef Chaim Zippon. Both two Yosefs.
Yeah, Yosef. I didn't know about Yosef Weisberg.
Two Yosef making Brisbane tomorrow.
At 19?
At 19, 30. And our Rabbi Arshin is going to hop from one to the next. You go with him.
I think it was supposed to be at 10, Yosef Chaim.
Oh,
maybe.
No, I don't know. I didn't hear it.
They brought it together.
No, probably he's at 10.
Maybe one is at 19. Yeah, it has to be separate. It has to be separate events, right?
Chris. The Chris.
You can maybe have the same shooter, maybe?
You could, I think, if you want.
Same shooter's okay?
Chair.
Yeah,
because
the whole thing with twin boys, right? You have twin boys. One has to be as the same shooter. You have to have separate bricks. One finish. Now the new brick comes in and look about all over again.
Yeah. You have like twins. I know about twins.
Twin boys? No, I've never been.
You heard it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if your wife would agree.
What?
Twin boys?
That's
what
she said. She's my wife's a twin.
I don't think any wife's excited.
It says double the work. My wife's a twin. She's her mother's
a twin. She's a twin, yeah?
She's a sister, yeah.
She's her mother, yeah. Mother's still box for
her. Basically, the husband got to get to work. One thing
early. Yeah, exactly. The husband now has a new job. It's not going to nothing for her. That's the bow and last year.
Thank you very much.
That's why I also did a little editing.
Yeah,
okay, fine. Of the, the
comments and
we had a whole discussion in beside in between.
Right, yeah, let's
someone mentioned about shrimp. And
oh, right, shrimp chips.
All that stuff, yeah.
Got it out.
You guys took that right out. No one needs to know what that stuff is.
Thank you very much.
And also, I made tracks.
Oh, yeah, it was a
hard to track. Yeah, I learned how to do it, so.
Oh, but now you know how to do it.
Something. I know how to do it, so. Yeah. I know a quick way to do it now. I figured a quick way.
How quick? I think it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah, like, watch there while I'm working and do other stuff, so. I don't even notice.
Just do it and then you just click.
Yeah, it does it by itself. Every like 2 minutes, I have to like just quick, one click, and then 2 minutes, click, 2 minutes, click.
It's like moving that.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, just wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm working, reading, doing stuff, painting.
Fine, thank you very much. So you made tracks. Fine, very good.
Both have tracks on a book trend. 4 or 5. Hopefully it helps.
So yeah, it's just.
They said
it's going to ask to keep going. Thank you very much. Shalom Bais.
Amen. We all need more.
One of my found, I found it in Lutzke. I looked yesterday, one of them wearing the thing again. I think I should leave them again. I saw one in the tape recorder. I saw one in the CD player.
Yeah.
Yes, I took it out.
Excellent.
Thank you, Shem. So, we should do Chazar.
And then you're going for Pesach.
March 11th, March 11th.
Way before you have Purim.
A week after Purim.
Oh, so you're Purim. Then you leave again.
Tuesday.
Wow, that's a long time you're going to be there.
I'll be there 4 weeks. I'll be there from March 11th till April 9th.
Because after, you come back after Pesach, though, right?
The day after Pesach.
Yeah, then I'm leaving. I have to go to Krogstad. I have to go to LA.
Who's from your wife's family? Your wife is from LA.
LA,
yeah.
Well, she's from Jerusalem, then it'd be easy.
How long have you been for?
2 weeks.
I'm saying, well, she has something, or just...
No, I have to go to Pesach, Krogstad.
They had one.
He wants to go show the new baby, well, the year old now, to her grandparents. No, her parents are there. Her mother's there, and her grandparents.
But they saw the baby.
They can't do the grandparents can't fly. It's too old. So they see the baby. And then Rob said, no, you're first thing Rob said, when we asked the question, he said, Shmuel is going. He didn't even ask this guy.
You asked him when you had your ask.
No, he didn't hear me.
15.
Yeah.
You go to what?
I heard 9:15. I don't have to go anymore. That's for Panasa. Yeah. He said forbid me to go.
I don't know how reliable
because there's no Panasa there for me.
I have to pick him up.
Stay here. So then Harabo will rule him. Then he says, you have to go for a buzzer. But even like to like make your family happier or wife's family happy, it's not allowed. So the Pope saved me, then Harav threw me back in the fire.
Well, you went by yourself, or something?
She went last time herself. With one child. Now with two children, it's almost impossible. Elaine, I can imagine.
Elaine Sparrows?
Yeah. It's going to be like 20 hours, I think. Well,
so you have a ticket in there?
No, we're going in there. Because the seating, it doesn't work out. It's a direct flight, but it doesn't, the seating
is... doesn't work for... run back, pick him up, and then get home.
We'll have someone sitting next to either my wife or me, so...
It's half the morning to clean up.
That's good.
Cool, because if you don't trust them,
so... For me, at least. So we found out a way to take British Airways, so we sit by ourselves, and... We fly to London, and then...
It breaks it up a little.
You go, when are you going to LA?
A week after Pesach.
Nobody gets married once they have such, right? During Omer or Sephardi,
some people wait until Rosh Chodesh, they do it. Some people get.
It's really good.
One is not that they drive away.
You might have in your
okay.
Nice drive. Summer.
She called the police.
Nice drive.
I think it's
like
a lot of
people.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the summer really by itself. When I'm going to the
mountains.
How much?
Montreal 7 hours.
Right.
You want to go to Montreal?
Oh,
yeah.
I
thought
we
used to do the question. I heard
you. To Miami with a stop in Philly. Like, see, we can't fly. The Navy can't fly, like, you know, 6 in the morning. So we are. They were screaming for 15 hours.
All the
planes. We have to fly the night flights, and they charge you more with them. And then all of a sudden, one long layover. So it's like a 2 hour layover. Just get off the plane, go to the next
flight. That's so much more fun.
No, Rupp said he's been very good traveler. He's flown already.